But I'm going to start with an easy one for the candidates, hopefully, just to get them in the mood. Will you fight hard to get the tram extended to Leith? Now, we know it's at the moment it's ended up at York Place, but how long will it be before it comes to Leith, and will you fight for it? Can I start by asking that question to you, Chas?
Jim, can you tell us who asked the question? Because that would be...
Who asked that question?
Yeah, it would be useful just that we got a name to...
Angus of Leith Lines Cooney Council.
Angus. So, Angus, the answer is yes. I think it's absolutely shocking that Leith has had to endure so much disruption and hassle as a result of the tram project, and we won't have anything to show for it. Now, obviously, the question then comes, how will you make it happen? I think the council on its own may struggle to bring the tram down here. I also think that we need to ensure that we don't revisit any of the mismanagement that happened in the current tram project. We need to ensure that, cities all over Europe managed to get tram systems in place on budget and on time. How is it that Edinburgh fails to do so? We're in favour, as Greens, of a modern public transport system. We want to encourage people out of the cars, we want to reduce congestion, and we want to reduce the air pollution that goes along with that. So we think it's essential to have a modern transport system. Our buses are excellent, but they could be improved on. So the answer is, should the tram come to Leith? Yes, we've had the disruption, we need to see some of the benefit. Do I have a blueprint for how to do it? No, but I'm determined to try and ensure that we do get that benefit since we've had so much disruption.
Thank you. Adam?
Well, it's just been a disaster, really. It's been a disaster for Leith probably more than it has for a lot of other places, because I agree with the first part of what Chaz said. The people of Leith are going to have to deal with a loading buses service, which is diminished because they're put under financial pressure, increased bus fares because loading buses have to subsidise the tram project, which is running, by increasing fares, and not to mention the scarring on Leith itself for utterly no benefit. So it's been a total disaster. The next 5 years, I mean, it's great in Chazzy's ambition and intention, if you like, is fantastic that he's going to campaign vigorously for the trams to be brought to Leith. And ideally, if you're going to have a tram system which costs around £1 billion going from the airport, it should come to Leith. But the idea that it could come to Leith in the next 5 years, or that any amount of campaigning in the next 5 years is going to get it anywhere near Leith, is quite frankly not practical. So yes, it's been a total disaster. I think it probably should come to Leith, because it's unfair to ask people of Leith to suffer a disproportionate level compared to the rest of the city, who may see some notable, minor, tiny benefit from a tram system that ends at St Andrew's Square. But essentially, it's not going to happen in the next 5 years. So it's that question, I think, is maybe not one for this election. Hopefully it's one for next.
Thank you. Gordon?
Yeah, I think trams should come to Leith as well. I think it's necessary for the transport needs and demands of this city. I mean, you can actually see some of the traffic congestion problems that we've got in this area. Great Junction Street, just round the corner there, is an air quality management area due to the level of pollution that we've got from motorised vehicles. So I think that we should be looking at that. With regards to what's went wrong, I mean, it was on budget, on time. I know that Scotland reports, words not mine, before we handed it over to the new administration that came in. £44 million spent over the time, and it's now the clock ticking on that, further money borrowed on it. However, all parties on the council are signed up to deliver the tram project, and that's the key thing, is it's realised that it's necessary for the economic development of the city. This is the capital city of Scotland. If the capital city of Scotland is going to develop and Scotland's going to become an international economic hub, then it needs that mode of transport, along with others. It needs a transport policy that actually looks at multimodal transport use, right from pedestrians right through to public transport. And we remain committed to loading buses as well. As I said, Adam made reference there to the bus fares and loading buses going up. The reason that they've gone up is that there's been withdrawal of subsidies by the UK government and by the Scottish government. There's been a redistribution of the bus subsidy from cities to rural areas by the Scottish government, and a removal of the subsidy by the UK government that was actually put in place. That's the reason that the bus fares in Edinburgh have gone up just recently.
They will go up to try and subsidise the transport.
Marjorie?
Yes, I very much am in favour of the trams coming all the way down to Leith, and always have been. Having travelled, been lucky enough to travel in Europe over the years, I've seen tram systems in almost every city I've been in. When we were in Nice, I saw them at the start of the system when it was like at the Battle of the Somme at one point, and we went back a couple of years later and they were working beautifully, I have to say. And it saddens me that we haven't managed to do that. I think everybody knows that there's been issues with the trams. There's been issues with the tie set up, which is set up. I'm trying to avoid throwing brickbats about, but the tie set up was there long before we were. I think it was a flawed system. We persevered with it because of legal implications and various other things. It could have been done better, there's no question. But the point is, the vision is still there, and our party has always had a vision of trams. We've never deviated from it. We've stuck with it because we think that it is the right thing to do, and I still think it's the right thing to do. It should certainly come to Leith. I said in full council, I have this vision of it trundling down Leith Walk and then along by Ocean Terminal and then all the way along to New Haven. And as Adam said, it's, we all know it's not going to happen, I guess, in the next 5 years to Leith, but I think, as Ian Craig, the chairman or the managing director of Lothian Buses, said at a Leith Trust meeting, it's still on the agenda, and he still wants to see that when he was talking about what happens to the various buses that are coming down here. One thing I would say is that one of the most difficult moments in my political life was at one of the full councils, I think it was around about August, when very, very nearly the tram was, we nearly lost the tram. And then it was very nearly going to stop at Haymarket, which would have been absolutely futile in my view. And who's going to get off a tram at Haymarket? So we managed eventually, with common sense, to get it at least to York Place, which I think is a heck of a lot closer to Leith than Haymarket. So I think we need vision from everybody to get this tram working, to get it working down to Leith, and then the network springing out from various other places. Edinburgh is a capital city. The whole transport network, but we can't depend on one form of transport like buses. We need to see something else. When you go to any other city, there's at least three different forms of transport. So we need vision. We need to stick with it. We need to be brave. Go with it. We've been brave. We've taken brickbats, no doubt. We'll take brickbats in May, but I have no problem with that. I think it was a brave decision, and I think it was the right decision, and I want to see it in Leith.
Great. Rob?
Yeah, well, as the only elected councillor for Leith who stood on a ticket against the trams the last time, then my answer might be a wee bit different from what you've heard. But, you know, I did stand on that ticket being against the trams and what was put forward at that time. And since that election, I have voted three times with my group to scrap the trams. Obviously, Marjorie alluded to it, there was a change, because obviously as time went by, the disaster, and it is a disaster, it's been a disaster for traders on Leith Walk, it's a disaster for traders in the West End as well, and the disruption it's caused to local residents has been shocking, the time that's gone on. However, last summer we were faced with basically staring into the abyss of a truncated tram going just to Haymarket, which would have been no use to anyone who would use that, and it would almost certainly have put a huge question mark over the future of Lothian buses because their funds would be used to subsidise a tram that nobody really would use. So that is why the SNP at that time took the decision to support our Liberal Democrat colleagues and take the tram to York Place. It was a big change of position for the SNP, but it was the only option for a number of reasons. Scrapping it then would have been unviable and would have cost the council untold amounts of money. I'll be interested to hear what Nicola has to say, because the Tories said that they would basically cancel the contract and then re-procure. I don't know what that would have cost to then bring the tram up all the way along the original route. So the SNP made a change. I think we will see what happens with the tram going to York Place. There have been big changes with Tye being dismantled. I think despite what Gordon said about the Audit Scotland report from 2007, there were one or two criticisms in that report. And at that time, Tye actually hadn't done anything. So it got its gold star for having what appeared on the face of it to be better governance than the Aero project, which was the rail to the airport. But it hadn't actually done anything. And you know, when it did start doing things and digging up the streets of Edinburgh, well, I think we all know what happened there. And you know, millions of pounds have been wasted in this city that could have been better used.
Thank you. And finally, Nicola.
Yeah, well, nobody desired that the plans have been a bit of a nightmare. The Conservative Party is complete the trams to York Place and hopefully get that done in budget for the best possible price. Obviously, I don't agree that we should have been surplused at £200 million for a tram line that goes a few feet rock or is rough well. Of course, the initial tram for Leith is to London with the waterfront, and presently that is in doubt with the new industry. So, although I think everyone in Leith would want to see tram, I'm not sure how financially viable that would be in the short to medium term. So, like of the other candidates say, I think trams in Leith are quite a few years down the line. Hopefully, once we get a council that has a bit of grasp for to manage money, might see some improvements in the city.
Okay. Thank you. Angus, do you want to?
Well, just very briefly, thanks to the candidates for their answers. It's an interesting split. Obviously, some of you are very keen to see the tram extend to Leith. And others not. Personally, I think it would be really important to fight for it. I would like to see it being fought for by our local councillors because I think it will bring tremendous benefits to Leith. The cost has been huge so far, and I would like to see that locally we really make the case, because Leith was always going to be one of the places that would really benefit from it, I thought. It's understandable that, you know, there's been a mess, but as we move on, I hope that we will one day see that tram coming down.
Yeah,